Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say, this is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
A Tuesday edition live here in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, a company you can trust, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com, Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Tim in for Sparky today. He's back in a day or two. Stick around for that as the Wendy's Big Show band gets back together later on this week, and we'll get back to some semblance of normalcy. And guys, I won't be on the during this conversation, this topic, if you will, I won't be on the defend Aaron Rodgers kick that I've been on for a couple of years. Okay, I promise.
Hey man, just be yourself, Tim.
Okay, deal.
Yeah, be yourself.
Deal.
Yeah.
We've seen quarterbacks, long-standing quarterbacks in the same uniform, go to another team. And the one thing I enjoyed over the years, and as a kid, even as an adult per se, was the football card of that guy in a different uniform. I mean, it's one of the things that I look forward to. It's like Joe Montana card, and he's in he's a Chiefs quarterback. Come on. So now you have Aaron Rodgers, who, with this drafting of Jordan Love, we see the writing on the wall. Maybe not just the pick, guys. I think it's the age of Rodgers. You have to know that it's inevitable that, you know, as you get a little bit older, your skills sort of diminish. That's just the way it is. As I get older, I can't drink as much. I know my skill is starting to fall a little bit. But these guys, they understand it's a business in that regard, too. And Aaron Rodgers even said as much that, you know, now it's out of my control. It's not my decision necessarily. So that being said, you've had these guys right here in Green Bay. It was Brett Favre that left, and well documented. And then it was a little bit on the ugly side as he left. And he goes to the Jets. And then jumps out to a 7-1 mark and looks like things were rolling. And then they hit a couple of bumps in the road. He gets hurt. Ultimately ends up in Minnesota and comes very close to getting into a Super Bowl. Who knows what would have happened that year had they beat the Saints. On the other hand, you have Peyton Manning. Long time. Could you ever imagine Peyton Manning being in any other uniform than a Colts uniform? I didn't. But it happened. He goes to the Broncos, gets his brains beat in the first Super Bowl against the Seattle Seahawks, and then wins one. So you kind of wonder what path Aaron Rodgers would take. Would it be the Brett Favre route where he goes and decent, but just doesn't come through with the title? And the other hand, you have Peyton Manning, who did come through another team, turned things around, got a Super Bowl ring. Which way would Aaron Rodgers go? Would or will? Because I'm pretty convinced we'll see him in another uniform. Can we all agree on that? Are we convinced?
Well, it feels like it, Timmy.
It does.
Doesn't it? I mean, it feels like it. It feels like it. Now, barring that Jordan Love is not good, then right now this kid's good. The kid's not good. Rodgers is going to be here. But he'll end up being, I like to use this analogy. You remember when they brought in Tommy Maddox to replace John Elway?
Yes.
And it didn't work? I think Tommy Maddox, somebody can look it up. I think Tommy Maddox was a pretty, he might have been a first-round pick for the Broncos. And it didn't work out. Jordan Love, now if he works out to be Tommy Maddox, then that means that they got to go back in and regroup. So then that means that Rodgers will probably get another contract from the Packers if it doesn't work. But, yeah, if Jordan Love is the guy and does well, yeah, it feels like this is Rodgers got 4 years left on his contract. Feels like he'll be here for three maximum.
It may be even two, Gary, honestly.
Well, I said three maximum.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not – We're talking about Manning or Favre. Which path will Aaron Rodgers take once he leaves Green Bay? Because I think, as I said, I think it's going to happen. 414-799-1250. Does he go Peyton Manning and wins a Super Bowl and Hall of Fame and rides off into the sunset? Or does it go Brett Favre and he doesn't win a Super Bowl, still rides off on a John Deere, but not quite as much into the sunset as a Super Bowl title, another one. Super Bowl title, because Manning did win one with the Colts, wins one with the Broncos. Favre wins one here with Green Bay, didn't win one with either the Jets or the Vikings, and now Aaron Rodgers, depending on where he goes, does he get that done? It's just interesting, guys. I know it's Favre, Manning, but to see some of these guys, it's cool, like I said, to get a jersey or to see the football card or see the pictures and see them in a different uniform. But sometimes it's sad. It's a sad route that they take. Take Joe Namath, for example. And yes. I know this is an old school kind of thing.
But it's true.
He did not look right at all with the Rams. It just, something was wrong with that whole situation. It was kind of sad to see, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would think, and I don't know Aaron Rodgers and know his thinking. Based on what he said he wanted to play into his 40s, everybody says that until an injury or something happens. But you would think that one guy he looks up to is Tom Brady, and then Brady left. To me, quarterbacks, John Elway would be the way to go out and win two Super Bowls and just say, I'm done. That would be ideal. But when you look at the venom part of it with Brett Favre, that was toxic. That was bad. It was the worst I've ever seen it, guys, because you saw the fan base split, in which I've never thought I would see that. I thought the fan base would always be intact, but they split. But eventually they came back, and Favre went around and did this tour thing, and he had his Packer Hall of Fame thing, and then he went to the Hall of Fame, and fans filled the stadium. They raised a lot of money for charity, and it was okay, it was fine, but it just seemed like to me Manning's neck injury really helped usher him out the door to get that number one pick. So, but I think that if you look at it, Peyton Manning, I think the Indianapolis people, his fans love him there. And I know they love him in Denver because he won a Super Bowl. And I think Tom Brady fans, they always love Tom Brady. They probably didn't like he's in town, but they always love him. And I think Brett Favre fans had to learn to love him again when he left, because a lot of people thought he just should have just stayed and just not retire, stay in and just not, like you were back and forth, just play. And then, Aaron Rodgers would have been delayed another year. If I was in Aaron Rodgers' shoes, no way in the world would I want to play in another uniform after I sat there in that draft room and the Green Bay Packers made a commitment to me. I just couldn't play for another team. I mean, they redid his contract a year and a half ago when they didn't have to. There's the commitment. And Gary is right on point. In a lot of his contract, and he mentioned this, that the controllables are out the window now because he can't control it now. Because if Jordan Love is anything like Patrick Mahomes, after 2 years, they're going to probably release Aaron, trade him, or whatever. But if he's no good and you're trying to put him at receiver and he gets hurt, okay, Aaron can play a long time. But there's one more thing I'll throw in there. Their coach has a four-year deal too, so he'll be about to sign an extension to stay the coach. I'm sure he'll get a second contract of 4 or 5 years, but then, you know, you would want that to be a quarterback that you selected, but the guy is not ready for the franchise. So I would hope that Aaron would play a few years. If Jordan Love is really good, just retire a Packer. But the ego of all of us, sometimes, hey, man, I still can play. Like, Brady, 43, man, I still play. And somebody gave him $50 million.
It's crazy.
To prove it. And then Brett Favre, you know, you would think, hey, man, listen, I went to the Jets, and, you know, what? And then all of a sudden, you know, I might retire. I don't know. Then Minnesota, hey, man, listen, we got 30, 40 million sitting there for you for 2 or 3. You're going to take that money. So if that's the case, hopefully I think they'll work it out. But you would think that John Elway would be the gold standard to try to win two Super Bowls and leave, you know, the way you're supposed to leave, and that's with one team. But he may say that's out the window when they drafted another quarterback. I don't feel a commitment again. You know, he may say that. But ultimately, they made a commitment when they drafted him 24th overall. You're going to be our quarterback. They made a commitment. I just don't want to see quarterbacks like that or any position. You know, you be there for at least a decade. I think the team should work it out with you so you can, you know, stay one more year until you feel like the guy's ready. Once the guy's ready, okay, I can move on.
Which path will Aaron Rodgers take once he leaves Green Bay? Because I think that is probably going to happen. So that being said, if you agree with that, what type of path does he take? Is it a Brett Favre path where it's decent, but it's just not him? Not Super Bowls, let's say that. Or is it a Peyton Manning path, who came in and just had that season, guys? They won the Super Bowl. He was just amazing. I mean, absolutely. And then with the Omaha season, remember that? It was just everything was Omaha, yep. Omaha, Omaha. Or if you have another quarterback in mind, those that want to go way back into the time warp, what about John Hadle?
Who?
Oh, you went way back. Who? You might have lost Leroy on that one.
Who came into Green Bay from San Diego and just was a mere shell of a quarterback once they got that deal done. I mean, that was that was nuts.
Yeah, you might have lost Leroy on that John Hadle one.
Way back. We see you on hold right there. If we could ask you to just sit through, we'd take a quick break here. This is a quickie, and we'll come back. But which path does Aaron Rodgers take once he leaves Green Bay? 414-799-1250. It's Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Crazy things happen. And could you imagine Aaron Rodgers in a Chicago Bears uniform? Hey, stranger things have happened. You guys know that. Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson.
I see purple
four
jerseys around here, Tim, and it makes me sick.
There you go, see? Absolutely. Now, there are other quarterbacks. Which path will Aaron Rodgers take once he leaves Green Bay? Will it be the path like Peyton Manning and winning a Super Bowl, or Brett Favre-like? There's others that have changed teams. I mean, the direct opposite would be like a Steve Young, who didn't do much in Tampa, but then he got to San Francisco and did some heavy damage there. Okay, you have Joe Montana, who was, I thought, I guess, decent, nowhere near what he was in San Francisco when he got to Kansas City. There's a Randall Cunningham that just was this iconic quarterback in Philadelphia, and he goes to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are other examples of this, if you want to throw one in. 799-1250, Tony in Greendale felt the need to call the Wendy's Big Show. Hello, Tony.
How you guys doing?
What's happening?
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, this whole thing with the draft and everything, I don't think we'd be having this conversation, obviously, if, you know, they would haven't, you know, drafted a quarterback, Jordan Love. But I see the Packers making another strong run the next couple, 2-3 years. I think I'm probably way, way in a minority of people. with what they think they're going to be doing on offense. I think they're going to try to go more to a running game, more of a power running game with passing also.
Right. So when Aaron Rodgers leaves, though, could you see him in a Chargers uniform? How does he finish up?
No way. I don't know. I just think that when he's done with Green Bay, he's done with football.
Oh.
I don't think you can compare him to Tom Brady, things like that. I just think obviously if something just blew up with management or with the coaching staff next year that they just can't see eye to eye and can't, you know, then something maybe. But I don't see that happening. I just think he's a different type. He's just definitely different than Brett Favre, different mindset. And I see the Packers making a run next couple, 2-3 years. They drafted linemen. They drafted another running back. I don't know. I don't see that happening.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha, Tony. You know. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, so he says, Leroy, you said the team made a commitment to you. And, you know, you don't see yourself, you know, making that commitment. On the other hand, it is a business, too. And so what if you still have that competitive fire in you? And then, you know, your boss doesn't want you, but you still want to do what you do. And so I think it's a matter of when he plays for another team.
Yeah, I think and people know things change. I mean, week to week, things can change year to year. But when you're talking about quarterback, there is precedent now how they do these quarterbacks. When Tom Brady, the biggest quarterback on the 100th year, the biggest 100 year anniversary team, when a coach gets tired of winning, I guess, or sometimes ego has less a lot to do with it. That's why we saw the Bulls break up, because of ego. You know, I can do this without Tom Brady, or I can do this without Michael Jordan. You know, and sometimes you don't need one guy in the building to feel that way. You know, that, you know, we can win without Aaron Rodgers if we start to change, as the caller just said, Gary, the template on how you win games.
Template.
We think running the ball, you might not need a Hall of Fame quarterback. Because we're not throwing the football a lot. So why would you need a guy with pinpoint accuracy? Why would you need a guy with low turnover rate? Why would you need a guy that has all the talent in the world? Why would you need any of that? You can get a guy who can manage the game like Jimmy Garoppolo to throw the ball 8 times if we value the offensive line and running the football. I just, you have to see it multiple ways. But when you're talking about somebody who's been the face of the franchise for 12 years straight, and now there has to be a discussion in the building. When does it come a time in 2 or 3 years where we have to give the keys to the kid and tell the other young man we're taking the keys and we're moving on, as they did Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers? But Brett Favre kind of helped it when he retired and came back and retired. Aaron has said on the record, hey, listen, I want to play into my 40s, and he's 36. So that's 4 years plus. But now, by them drafting Jordan Love, it ain't up to him no more. But I just hope, Tim, if he does decide to leave, that the fan base won't split up. I really hope that's not the case, because I don't know if they can go through that again. Because I think it'll hurt the head coach and the front office with Packer fans being upset the way you treat it. One of their heroes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, fans think you should stay there until you're 150 years old and you're throwing it in the dirt. Well, we want to keep him. And then they'll say, hey, we're not winning Super Bowls. Well, we got to try to figure out how we're going to be good now and in the future.
Well, Gary, it's a tough question to answer, for sure.
Well, sure it is. I totally disagree with our last caller. I think he's going to play somewhere else. And especially if he has a couple years left on his contract. Like, Tim, if you think that it's only going to be 2 years, he's going to have 2 years left on his contract, he's playing somewhere else. Mm-hmm. The only way he doesn't play anywhere else, if he plays out 4 years here and then say, I'm done.
Right.
But if we're figuring that there's going to be some time left on his contract with this money out there, he ain't leaving that money on the table. And he still got that in him that I'm going to show you. Oh, we all do. Whether you in radio, whatever job you have, you want to go back and show your old boss, look, I got it. You let me go. You should not let me go. You know what I mean? So that's in him. That's in everybody. So I think he, you know, if it cuts short, I think he goes, barring that they win the Super Bowl in his fourth year, then maybe he walks away. But other than that, he goes and plays somewhere else. He don't finish here in Green Bay.
Yeah, and you could use the example now. I think I got this right, the Kurt Warner example. That competitive fire, man, I can do this wherever I go. He wins the Super Bowl. Didn't he then go to the Giants? And then he had to step aside for Eli Manning. And Eli had to come in and take Kurt Warner. And then, all right, screw you guys. I'll go to Arizona. He got right back to a Super Bowl shortly thereafter. Now, he didn't win, mm-hmm. but he was right there. He was, 7 seconds away from winning? But nonetheless, I agree with that 100%.
You'd be nice if he can do like Eli Manning, though. Eli Manning is going to retire.
He is. He's just going to say,
probably can still play.
Two Super Bowls and got some MVP. Made a bunch of money. Super Bowl MVPs. Yep, got his money. He can go right off into the sunset himself. I just don't want it to happen, not because I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan. Then take that off the table. I don't want to see it for any player. A guy of a Hall of Famer like that, we said some examples. O.J. Simpson is an example. When he left Buffalo, I mean, it just was not.
What, did he go to San Fran?
Yes,
yeah,
and he was
wasn't
horrible.
The same as San Fran.
And same with Jordan.
But he was from that area. He was from San Fran.
Sure, he went home.
From USC. Yeah. But still, he won.
Well, no, but his hometown, he's from where he's born and raised, is from there.
So now you're trying to put Aaron in San Francisco? That's what you're trying to do?
Yeah. I mean, that's logical.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that also. I just don't want it to just end in a fireball of embarrassment.
Could you imagine Rodgers in an offense in San Fran?
No, he's not being part of that. Nah.
He would not
throwing
like the
it eight times.
He doesn't like the playbook already.
No.
Right, that's true.
You go to Kansas City.
Something
like that. Who throws the ball a lot that need a quarterback? It don't say Dallas. You better not.
Oh, no, they got their young guy.
You better not. No, okay.
They got their 10-year guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, that's a lot of money. We didn't even mention that. The money that allegedly Dak Prescott and his agent wants? Oh.
He better get it, or he's going to be working on a radio show with you one day. Better get every dime you want.
799-1250. Aaron Rodgers, I think we can agree, is probably going to play in another uniform at some point. But does he go the way of Peyton Manning? Does he go the way of Brett Favre? Or are there other examples here? Again, 799-1250. It's the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Tim in for Sparky. There's Leroy. Gary, we'll be back on The Fan. Welcome back. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. It's Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Tim in for Sparky. Today, here on AM 1250, 105.7 FM, The Fan, talking about Aaron Rodgers and when he plays in another uniform. Does he go off into the sunset the way of Peyton Manning or Brett Favre? There are other examples of that, and I think one would be just to put a little baseball thing on here, this iconic figure, one of the best in the business. His name is Hank Aaron. And when he came to Milwaukee, now, had he picked another team, guys, I would have called him, well, he's kind of big and he's out of shape and he's slow and he doesn't hit all the home runs anymore. But since he got into a Brewers uniform, I was like, whoa, yeah. So to me, it didn't matter because he wasn't all that good here in Milwaukee. How about a Tony Dorsett that left Dallas to play for the Denver Broncos?
And I don't even remember that happening.
Yeah, see, and that just wasn't
right. Here's a even better one than all those two. When we forget about this, how about Emmitt leaving, going to Arizona?
True, forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody thought Emmitt was going to retire as a Dallas Cowboy, and it didn't happen. Michael Irvin, did he go to Philadelphia?
I don't think he went to Philly.
Where did he finish his career at, Michael Irvin? Pluck, where did he finish?
Yeah, we're going to check
it. Play for Dallas.
I'm on it.
What about a Larry Zonka?
Well, there's another. That's an old one. Let's just stay up in here, Tim. No, what's wrong with this? Tim, let's stay up in here.
But but Montana was took Kansas City to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, how about this? Him and Marcus Allen.
True.
Well, Marcus should have just played for just.
Yep. Irvin played his whole career in Dallas.
Yeah, okay, good. Right. Oh, he broke his neck in Philly, and that was it, right? I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, two guys that wrote the book on it would be Chad Johnson and Terrell Owens. They were bouncing around all over the place, so we got used to that part of it. But I Rob Reichel of Forbes.com is going to join us. We'll ask him about this as well, among other things. But I just don't want to see, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or some other future Hall of Famer, just don't like to see the embarrassment. I really don't. And sometimes, we've seen it. We've seen it happen, well, and you'd hate to see it with Aaron.
If Brady, who signed a 2-year deal, not like a 4-year deal, that's really the way to go when you go to a new franchise, because they're really saying we're going for the 2 years to win the Super Bowl. I mean, the 2 years. So it really worked out for Manning when he was there. They know he could, throw that. But they had a great defense. So the quarterback really was the only thing just to manage the game. Aaron Rodgers ain't going somewhere else to manage the game. He's going there to think he's the missing piece and can play in the offense where he's in shotgun maybe 62% of the time, and they rely upon him to score 28, 30 points a game. I'm sure that's what he's going to be thinking. So I don't know if it's probably be more appetite for that in the future, the team to say, okay, we need a Bridgewater to come in because we're ready. We got the best running back. We're ready to go. We just need a quarterback, and we'll overpay to get it. For 2 or 3 years, let's get it. I don't know how many teams is going to be that, because you need one team to buy in, okay? And that may be somebody like the Raiders or something. I don't know. One of these desperate teams that's moved, or even the L.A. Chargers, one of these type teams has moved. They need to pick up the fan base, because you will pick up a lot of fan base, okay? But you've got to say that you're one quarterback away. Otherwise, you're right, Tim. It's just sad to see some guys do not play to their level when they were 25, when they get to 35.
Yeah, all eyes are going to be on the Tom Brady situation for sure.
Yes, it is.
The embarrassment-o-meter will be running. Where do the needles peg on that one? Because he's 43 years old. I mean, we're going to find out about it.
He looked like he's 23, but he's 43.
Aaron Rodgers could be in a similar situation. As you mentioned, the Chargers, didn't they draft Herbert? Is that who they drafted?
Yeah, Justin Herbert, yeah.
And so he may be just mentoring for a season there, if that's the missing link at that time, to put him over the top to win a Super Bowl. We're going to find out. Rob Reichel, you guys have been talking to Rob for many, many years here on the Wendy's Big Show. We're going to have him on up next, see where the NFL is, and get his reaction on Executive Vice President of Football Operations for the NFL, Troy Vincent, and his comments about getting the phases and getting the plans in check for a season in the NFL that, well, would have full stadiums, three-quarter stadiums in terms of attendance, maybe a half stadium full of people. And we'll get his response on that coming up in just a little while. Pick a lane at the top of the hour. And next hour, stick around for this. Keith Smith covers the NBA for Yahoo. Talks about the NBA being at Orlando's Disney Complex to finish out the regular season and get the Bucks into the title run that we're all expecting. So still a lot to get to here on the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here in the GeneWagnerPlumbing.com studios. Gary Ellerson, Tim Allen, and Leroy Butler here on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, AM 1250 and 105.7 FM. It is the Wendy's Big Show here on a Tuesday. There's no Sparky today. Tim Allen in for Spark. But there is a Leroy Butler and there is a Gary Ellerson as we hit the great Midwest Bank hotline and welcome in from Forbes.com, friend of the show's Rob Reichel. Gary, say hello to your good friend Rob Reichel.
Yeah, that's my good buddy Rob Reichel. I mean, you know what? Rob and I, we used to go way back. going to Packer games, he and I, and was that Lori used to ride with us? And
Lori and Mike Clemens. Yeah, we had some fun car rides, wouldn't we, Gary?
Who drove?
Usually Mike Clemens, if we could get him to go faster than 52 miles an hour. Mike is the opposite of a lead foot, and sometimes we'd have to, you know, poke and prod him a little bit to try to get up to the speed limit. But you were along on a couple of those as well, Leroy. Very fun trips.
Rob, my thing is, the biggest thing, real quick before we ask you some questions about the Packers, is when Clemens is driving, he likes to look in the back seat and talk to you. I felt real uncomfortable with that. Me and Gary was on our Facebook Live post, and he wanted to be a part of the post, but the problem was we were in the back seat. He was in the front. I'm like, you can't be a part of it. I'm sorry. So every time he turned around, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this will never happen. Gary will never trap me again with this carpool, because this is not carpool karaoke. No, I was scared to death. Rob,
I won't belabor the point, but Mike's one of these guys, too.
Yeah,
he gets on a story. His speed tends to fluctuate. You know, he hits the gas, and then he gets to the middle part of his story, and you look, and he's 58 again, and he's up and down through the course of his story. And you guys know Mike Clemens well. His stories could last 11 and a half minutes. So, very fun trips, Gary.
You wrote a nice article here about Aaron Rodgers and how it may end up with him. And so we were just talking about it too, Robbie. And I feel like, though, that he will end his career somewhere else. I guess it's to be told whether he goes out like Brett Favre or does he go out like Peyton Manning, Robbie.
Yeah, and that, you know, and let's work under that assumption, I guess, just for that particular question, Gary, that he does wind up somewhere else. It would be, you know, how he would go out is going to be determined wherever, you know, by wherever his next stop will be. I mean, Tom Brady's was obviously, his move this offseason was obviously extremely, extremely calculated. He believes he can go score 30-plus points a game down there in Tampa and maybe have a chance to win. Peyton Manning spent 4 years in Denver, won a Super Bowl, was runner-up another time, threw 55 touchdowns in one season. I mean, won an MVP. I mean, he went out in style. You know, you wonder if it wasn't for the bounty and if it wasn't for so many ridiculously illegal hits, if Brett Favre would have hoisted another Super Bowl with Minnesota guys. But I mean, he didn't. And, you know, and then the following year, Favre just, you know, was kind of done. His legs were shot, and in that 2010 season he just didn't have a lot left, and he ended up getting injured. But you know, Gary, there's a lot of guys that have gone on and done well in their second and even third stops after a team decides to move on from them when they hit their late 30s. I think that's going to be the case with Aaron, probably not until 2022, when the cap hit is a lot lighter than it is today. But I do think Aaron Rodgers finishes in, you know, another jersey, whether that's, you know, New England if things fail here with Stidham, or if it's Denver, for example, if Drew Locke doesn't work out, or the Colts, if, you know, this thing with Phillip Rivers doesn't work out, wherever it is, he's, you know, Aaron's unbelievably bright and smart, and I can tell you right now, he's already moving his, you know, pieces around the chessboard to figure out what's going to work well at what particular time when he winds up getting out of Green Bay. And I can guarantee you Aaron's going to give himself the best possible chance to win another Super Bowl outside of Green Bay to make Green Bay look, to make Green Bay look silly for moving on from him, which I think we all assume they're going to do here a couple years down the road.
Yeah, Rob, I want to understand the thinking because Aaron, I want to go back to the Jordan Love draft. He said something in his interview that the controllables change. And Bob McGinn had an article about he thought that one of the reasons why the Packers selected Jordan Love because they would have leverage over Aaron Rodgers in the future. And then when Aaron said it does change the controllables a little bit, so it seemed like they have to make a decision. You know, you can almost map it out. they have to make a decision on who's going to be the quarterback in the future. And at the same time, Aaron said he wants to play into his 40s. That's the reason why that could be an issue. That's why the Tom Brady template seems more likely, that he may want to play and the team may be ready to move on. So I just think that, do you agree that it does change the controllables a little bit? The team has the leverage, or do you agree that Aaron Rodgers still has the leverage?
No, I think the team now holds all the cards, all the leverage, Leroy. And, you know, Aaron talked to reporters a couple weeks back for about 40 minutes, and I think he used that term control about a dozen times during the course of the interview. I mean, again, he's really bright. He's smart. He gets it. I mean, he saw how things kind of changed with Favre 15 years ago. Favre kind of held the organization hostage year in and year out, every particular offseason with the retirement talk, will he or won't he? And obviously we hit a point, or the organization hit a point, where they were kind of tired of it, and Rodgers fell into their lap, and Ted Thompson took him. And the thing I don't think we'll ever know, Leroy, is just exactly how good or bad the relationship behind the scenes was this last season with LaFleur and Rodgers. I mean, I know everybody said all the right things in a public setting, but actions speak louder than words. And I think when they went ahead and made the pick for Love, coming off 13-3 and a game away from the Super Bowl guys, where the general manager and the head coach had a lot of house credit built up, I think that lets you know maybe things between Rodgers and LaFleur weren't quite as copacetic as maybe some other people wanted you to believe. And if Matt LaFleur potentially went to Gutekunst and said, all right, if I'm here for the long haul, coming off a 13-3 season where LaFleur, again, his cred was never going to be higher than after last particular season, and he had maybe come to the realization that he didn't want to spend the next 5 years, let's say, with Aaron Rodgers, it was the perfect time to go ahead and get a quarterback. And so by going ahead and getting Love at 26 and trading up in the draft and getting mm-hmm. him in round one, I don't think there's any question that things inside that organization changed dramatically on that Thursday night. And just from a power and control perspective, Leroy, I mean, some of the liberties and freedoms maybe Rodgers would have taken for granted in the past may have changed now. I mean, the Packers have his replacement sitting there day in and day out. And, the only question is, when do they pull the trigger and go ahead with Love? And, this just gives LaFleur and it gives Gutekunst some options that they didn't have a few months back.
No, it really does. And I think when you start looking at the whole situation, because to me, Robbie, when you look at long term, the Packers may be ahead of it in that, and I keep referencing this, this could be the Tommy Maddox pick when they tried to go get that pick and it didn't work out for the Broncos and Elway still was there. I mean, I'm not saying Jordan Love is Tommy Maddox, but if he is, I think the Packers still have enough time to get out from under that pick.
Oh, I think so too. And, and really, Gary,
meaning if Rodgers continues to play as well and gets another contract, yes.
Sure. From the Packers' perspective, Gary, this could work out extremely well. I mean, I guess there is a possibility Love really turns out to be the Garoppolo of Green Bay. I mean, if this inspires Rodgers to come back and play at the 2014 or 2011 level that Aaron Rodgers was at when he was winning MVPs, or 2010 when he led him to a Super Bowl championship, Jordan Love's never going to see the field, is he? I mean, if Rodgers somehow takes Green Bay to the Super Bowl here in the next couple of years, they're not going to move on from him. There's really just no way. And, so if you're sitting there as Gutekunst and now all of a sudden Rodgers, really rallies and plays a lot better than he has the last two or three years, and let me just say for the record, Gary, I don't think he's going to. I think he's kind of past his prime. I don't think he's going to do that. But let's just say theoretically he does, and he reverts and returns to form of MVP and Super Bowl championship quality play. Then obviously it's a home run for the Packers, and you move on from Love, and maybe you trade him like Belichick did with Garoppolo, and you mm-hmm. get something for him there.
Right.
So yeah, I think it's got the potential to be a win-win for Green Bay. The only way it really blows up, guys, is if Rodgers is annoyed,
wants out here in the next 12 to 24 months, and Jordan Love just simply can't play, Gary. If Jordan Love turns out to be Rich Campbell, then obviously this is all going to blow up in everybody's face, and they're going to look extremely foolish over there.
Now, how would he walk out, though, Robbie?
Well, I mean,
he demands a trade.
Sure, he demands a trade. I mean, 2 years from now, Gary, let's say the Packers believe they've seen enough from Love and they misjudge the situation and Love isn't ready and it turns out that he plays poorly and they move on from Rodgers. I think 2 years from now, Gary, the cap hit's only about $17 million and Jordan Love's gonna get paid about $3 million a year, Gary, when they eventually settle up with him and give him his money. So the quarterback position will only cost them $20 million even when they move on, you know, in 2022 from Aaron Rodgers, where right now you're looking at almost double that total with what you're paying Rodgers. So I guess that would be the biggest way, Gary, if it works out that way. But again, I mean, I can't wait to see Love. We need football back, and you know, then I think we can all start making far, you know, instead of these assumptions, we'll actually have something to back it up when we see these guys start winging the ball around live over there in Green Bay.
Leroy?
Well, Rob, this is the last one. This is the last one for me because I want to move to the head coach thinking about changing the whole entire offense. If that'll be okay with you running the football all the time and not throwing the ball. I mean, you don't mind covering a San Francisco type team. I mean, it would be great if they were winning, right? Or do you like to see them go back to what the Mike McCarthy era, the way they're throwing the ball 35 times a game?
Well, I can promise you, Leroy, no one's going to ask me what my opinion is on that.
I'm asking you now. I'm asking you.
I appreciate you.
I'm asking you.
You know,
I'm asking you.
Right. It's a copycat league, as we all know, Leroy, right? Whatever is kind of instinct is what a lot of people love to do, and LaFleur kind of comes from that background. I'll tell you what, they're certainly positioned and they're structured right now to run the ball as well as they have in the last decade plus. You guys remember late in Brett Favre's career when, you know, Favre was probably 35 at the time. I guess it was 03, so Favre would have been 34. And Amon Green had his huge year. He had 1,883 yards rushing. And he, you know, probably the best season we've ever seen from a Packer running back. They ran the ball that year about 52% of the time. With a Hall of Fame quarterback under center. They've wanted to do that at times, Leroy. Even McCarthy, even though McCarthy said all the right things and they still threw the ball, believe me, Mike McCarthy did want to run the ball more than they did. Some of that wasn't, you know, totally up to him when Rodgers kept going to the line of scrimmage and changing the plays. But when Eddie Lacy was in his prime, when Ryan Grant was running well, I really believe, guys, that Mike McCarthy.
Wait, Robbie.
Yes, sir.
Robbie, what about these people that were saying like the offense was stale and unimaginative and then you come on and say, well, but Rodgers pretty much was kind of checking off and doing what he wanted to do, then shouldn't Rodgers take some of that?
I think Aaron Rodgers deserves a large amount of blame for the way things went near the end of the Mike McCarthy era and the way that offense, you know, kind of looked at various times. No question, Gary. I mean,
okay.
And I think some of that has matriculated down now, Gary, to the Matt LaFleur relationship, because I'm sure at the end of last season, Matt LaFleur threw his arms up in the air and said, "Do I really want the number one employee inside my company changing this much of what I do and challenging me this often at the line of scrimmage?" And I can guarantee you, Gary, that factored into the decision to draft Jordan Love. There's no question about it. I'm sure Matt LaFleur said,
let me ask you this thing.
Do you buy into the notion?
I know we got to get going, but do you buy into the notion that Leroy that said someone said, I forget who said it, that Matt LaFleur mandated, I don't know if that was the word that was used, that they should Schefter said that he mandated they should take Jordan Love when they took him. Did you see that somewhere or no?
I did see that, and I mean, one of the beauties this year, guys, of the draft when they were inside close and personal with the cameras yeah. on coaches and GMs inside their homes, and they went to those guys right away. You saw the camera pick up Matt LaFleur, and it looked like it was Christmas morning for him. I mean, when he was given that pick, it was permagrin, guys. He was smiling ear to ear. So you knew Matt LaFleur certainly on board with that pick. This wasn't a Brian Gutekunst power move to get his own quarterback or anything like that. The head coach and the general manager were clearly in sync with this pick. And, you know, the camera caught both of them. Brian Gutekunst hinted already back at the scouting combine guys in February when we talked to him down there. And that's really the last time we've seen any of these people. But that was Brian Gutekunst really hinted and indicated back then in February he would really strongly consider a quarterback. And that's when a lot of the Jordan Love speculation started. And obviously there was fire at the end of the day from the smoke. And no, Gary, I totally think Matt LaFleur was all in here on Jordan Love. Well, I mean, we'll find out, guys, if they got the right guy or not. If they got their Deshaun Watson, or again, if they're gonna, you know, if they got their Mitch Trubisky, we don't know. That's going to be the fun of the next 2 or 3 years here, watching this all play out. But I think they clearly believed inside the organization it was time maybe to move on here in the next couple of years from Aaron, and they felt this was the best possible time to do it in terms of, you know, coming off a highly successful season. They could risk taking a quarterback and trying to groom him for the future and move on for another decade plus of really good play at that particular position. I just, you know, I'm just one of these guys now who can't wait to see him play live, yep. Because it's going to be fun to watch this all play out.
No, you're right on target there. We all can't wait to see how this thing plays out. Rob, it's great theater, and that's why we love the NFL. From Forbes.com, Rob Reich, old friend of the Wendy's Big
Gary,
Show.
You okay?
Rob, you have a great great day, and thanks for the time.
Thanks,
right,
Robbie.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.
Yeah. You got it. He joined us right here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
As your passion now grown your home, a Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
And up next, pick a lane, as we've got a lot on the plate for that. Stick around. Some interesting questions for you. Right now, it is J&J Contractors from Gary Ellerson.
Yeah, my good friends over at J&J Contractors. Guys, go see them today. If you want to create that livable space or that office space, because you've been working at your house here for the last 2 months like we have all been, and now you're saying, you know, honey, I think my job is going to now let me work out of the house, you know, like 3 or 4 days a week now instead of coming in. And I've been doing it, you know, I've been doing my work out of the bedroom. I've been doing it in the corner. I've been doing it in the closet. Honey, why don't we create some space for me to work out of the house? And maybe we can use this as a tax write-off. Well, I mean, I don't know about your tax write-off, but I'm assuming that you could have in your company. Well, here's what I wanted to let you know. My good friends at J&J Contracts can come over to your house right now and build out that office space that you most certainly need. Or all of a sudden, you guys are in his house, you're all there, and then you've got that basement that you never built out. And you've got the kids. Now they can build that basement out. Now the kids can have somewhere to go. Maybe you can go up to the bedroom or the main floor and get your work done. Guys, call my good friends up today at J&J Contractors and ask for Jason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.